came across a very fascinating product for sale in one of the local supermarkets this week. But my concern is that it might entail a mekachtos, and that is a bottle of flavored seltzer labeled May Lelev, Lelever water. And the label reads that it is flavored sparkling soda water from a well on Motzei Shabbos, Mesugal for Refuos and Yeshuos. And then in smaller print, they write, it's Mekubal Shebe'era Shel Miriam Misulvebes Besuch HaBe'eros V'Hamayanos V'Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. We have a tradition that the waters of the well of Miriam run through the wells and springs on Motzei Shabbos, and the waters of the Be'er Shel Miriam are Mesugalim L'chol HaYeshuos V'Refuos B'Gashmis V'Beruchnius. Small size bottle of seltzer, charged at $3.99. I guess that's the bottle of seltzer plus the copay for the Refuos and the Yeshuos, instead of the usual $1.49, $1.69. So what's $3.99? So you're getting another package deal. And my concern is that this is, and it's perhaps the fault of the PR from the hire to advertise their Meilela, but this is Mekachtos. Why is it Mekachtos? It's not a reflection of whether I am a fan or not a fan of Segulos that are found in Svarim. This is, in fact, found in the Ramah, in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Sadi Tes. Ramah there writes the following, according to Kolbo. Ramah says, V'yesh omrim lidlos v'mayim b'chom Matzei Shabbos. Ramah quotes that some say you should draw water from the well every Matzei Shabbos. If you look in the Kolbo, Siman Mem Aleph, he writes, Nagu hanoshim, the women have a minog, to draw water on Matzei Shabbos. Kolbo adds, and this is not down in the Ramah, Tekef Sheshamu Baruchu. There are a couple of rites that the women had a minog. As soon as Baruchu is said, boom, they run to the well to draw water. The Ramah doesn't mention that right after Baruchu component. He just says that some say you should draw water every Matzei Shabbos. Why, says Ramah? Because the Be'er of Miriam is Sovev Kol Matzei Shabbos, Kol HaBe'eros. It circles every Matzei Shabbos through all the wells. And here comes the key phrase in the Ramah that, in their haste, the Lelever PR firm overlooked. Ramah writes, Umisha Pogeabo, one who happens to encounter the waters of Be'er Shel Miriam, V'yishtemimenu, when he drinks from that water, Yisrape Mikol Tachalua, will be healed from all of his ailments. Ramah writes, V'lover Isi Minagzeh. I haven't seen this minag anymore, says Ramah. Okay. That doesn't discount the fact that the Kolbo mentions it, the Orchas Chaim of Lunil mentions it, the Sefer Ora, Talmidei Rashi mentions it. Well, so he doesn't mention the minhag, he mentions the maisa that the minhag is based on. Well, so there is ample evidence for such a practice in the Rishonim, but the concern here is that there are more rites. Not that any water you draw out of the wells of Matzei Shabbos is Be'er Shel Miriam. But we have a Kabbalah that the waters of Be'er Shel Miriam are circulating through the wells. If you happen to encounter it, if you happen to be that lucky, if you happen to win the lotto, then you are going to be misrape if you drink that water. Mishe pogebo if you happen to encounter it. Not simply walk into the store and buy a bottle of 399 seltzer that was bottled from water drawn from a well, Matzei Shabbos. If you look in the Kabbalah also writes, Kol Mishu Chola V'yizdamin Lo Mayim, anyone who is sick and he happens to come across that water, happens to come across it. If you look in the Sefer Ora of Talmidei Rashi, he quotes the Maisa that the Kabbalah quotes as well, that I guess was either the source of the minug or was the reinforcer of the minug. The Maisa of Rishonim quote is the following. Maisa Badim Echad Shohayamuka Shchin. It was a fellow who was suffering from Shchin. His wife went on Matzei Shabbos to draw water, says the Sefer Ora, says the Kolbo. Listen to this word. This phrase is found in the Sefer Ora, not in Kolbo, not in Ramah. The Sefer Ora writes,
Venis Akva Shah Achas Oshteshos. Stood by the waters of the well for 2 hours, this woman. And then Venasa Lones Venis Rape, Venis Damelo Hamayim Shaber Shomeriam. Okay, so they stood by the well for a very, very long period of time, an hour, 2 hours, and a nace occurred that they happened to have encountered the waters of Beresh Miriam. Oh, that's what cured him from his shchin. So nowhere does it say anywhere in Svarim that if you draw water from a well Moshe Shabbos, that water is mesugal for Yeshuos and Refuos. That's not correct. Let's put it that way. Say it nicely. Not correct. To advertise that any water that is bottled on a Matzah Shabbos from the waters of the well, or the spring that you draw your waters from, is Mesugal Eshuos and Refuos is absolutely incorrect. No such makor. The makor is that there was a minog, which the Ramah says was no longer practiced, to draw water on Matzah Shabbos because of this mice that once occurred, and this Kabbalah that if you happen to be Zochet to encounter the waters of Miriam on the well that you draw your water from, oh, then you might be Zochet to Yeshuos Refuos. But not that any water you draw is that water. That's an absolute Baba Maisa. Even assuming you draw the water on Matzah Shabbos. Levush. Levush quotes this minhag also. Levush says, Mikan nagu ktsas nashim, lishov mayim min ha-be'er, o min ha-mayim b'chol Matzah Shabbos. Some women, Levush says, have the minhag to draw water from the be'er or from the spring on Matzah Shabbos. Ulai is damin lehem be'er shel Miriam. Maybe they'll get the be'er shel Miriam. Maybe. Not that, any bottled water from the Matzah Shabbos, the air is it's misugal. No such thing. Absolutely. So you can feel free to reach out to Meilelov. I texted them already. No response, surprisingly. They actually have a website. You can like sign up for an account with them. So let me know if you have any luck with that one. But be forewarned. I don't foresee this being a bestseller. Okay, maybe I should speak to the manager in the store and just inform him that maybe you should be Mildia the Oilam, that this is no guarantees attached. Okay, that having been said, this does relate a little bit to this past week's Parsha. Tamim Tia Em Hashem Alakacha. Tamim Tia Hashem Alakacha. Interesting discussion in Poskim. How does Tamim Tia Em Hashem Alakacha square with the practice that some have to perform various segulos for whatever the intended objective that you wish to attain happens to be? Now, what is the mitzvah of Tamim Tia Hashem Lakacha? The Rambam doesn't quote it in Sefer Mitzvos. That might be because, says Sefer Megillas Esther, that he holds that it's a broader lav, a broader mitzvah that's inclusive of many other mitzvos. The Rambam does refer to this pasuk of Tamim Tia Hashem Lakacha in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph. In that parak, the Rambam speaks about various prohibitions such as Menachesh and Kosem and Ma'onein, Chover Chover, a lot of these divination type of prohibitions. And the Rambam, towards the very end of that parak, after he speaks also about Doresh al-Hamesim, Balov Bal-Yadoni, Kishuf, the very end of the parak, he says, this is all divrei sheker because of, he says, Yisrael hu achachamim uchuchamim should not be nimshach after such havalim, shouldn't think that there's such toelas to them. Anyone who believes in these havalim, says the Rambam, is sachal, chaser das. He says, the balei chachma and the tmimi hadas know that this is all Tov Hevel, and that's why the Torah says, Rambam writes, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alakacha, that when prohibiting all of these Havalim, says the Rambam, the Torah then says, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alakacha. So these other sources of information or prediction of future, whatever the particular issue might be, if you look in the Pesukim in the Pasuk Parsha, the context in which Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alakacha appears is among these Pesukim, Kosem Ksamim, Menachesh, Mechashev, Chover Chover, Shal Ovi Yedoni, Dar Shal Mesim. These are all Tovas Hashem. Rather, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lakacha. That's the Rambam's understanding of this Pasuk. Ramban, in his Hasakas to Sefer Mitzvos, does in fact quote this Pasuk as a Mitzvah Asay. He defines it as follows. He says, Tamem Tzivah Shalom HaKacha means we should believe that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. We should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen in the future. And only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his Nevi'im, or from the Urim V'Tumim, we should seek answers to what's going to be, not to turn to these other sources, so to speak. That's how Ramban defines the mitzvah of Tamem Tzivah Shalom HaKacha. Now, the interest is the Shubas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Yud Gimel, also cites this pasuk Tamem Tzivah Shalom HaKacha, and he writes that, of course, this pasuk means you shouldn't start turning towards Kosem Ksamim and the Menachesh and all of those various sources of information the Goyim turn towards. But then the Rashba writes, it says, but if somebody has been stricken by illness, you're not supposed to be somech ha'aneis. You're not supposed to say, I'm not talking to doctors. You're not supposed to say, I'm not engaging in that which will bring about refuah, whether it be a natural refuah or whether it be a segula dika refuah. As Rashba says, that one is allowed to engage in a segula type of refuah, he says. So after having said that, Tamem Tzivah Hashem L'Kecha means not to turn towards the Havli HaGoyim. He then, in the same tshuva, Aleph Tov Yud Gimel says that when it comes to refuah, though, we are allowed to turn towards that which is a Dabar HaMo'il, that which will be a benefit to us, whether it's a Dabar HaTivi, a natural refuah, whether it's a Dabar Seguli, a Segul type of refuah. So this Segul that Ramah speaks of, again, assuming one gets the Be'er Shemerim waters, however the odds might be, I don't know, but if you do get those Be'er Shemerim waters and they are Segula, the Kobo says to Refuas Nishuas, that's not a stira to Tamtia because one is allowed to engage in a refuah even if it is not just a Dabar Hateva, but it's also a Dabar Seguli, says the Rashba in Aleph Tuf Yud Gimel. One looks in Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hillel's Sefer, Tamim Tia is a very interesting long essay on what types of segulos are prohibited on the basis of Tamim Tia Shem L'Kecha, what types of segulos are permissible. And he writes in one of his summary paragraphs, he says that anytime the segula is for refuah, there's no isser of darkei emor, he says. He says if the segula is for something other than refuah, parnasa, he says, even hatzlacha, he says, okay, that is not so quick to jump on board, so to speak. Leave it at that for now. But he says when there is a segula for refuah purposes, that he says, there's no issur of darkei mori, that is permissible. and he has a long essay entitled Tamim Tia Mesham L'Kecha, where he goes to the Shittas Rishonim as to what the definition of Tamim Tia Mesham L'Kecha is. But coming back to our point of departure here, even if we do assume, like Shubas Rashba in Aleph Tafid Gimel, where he takes the Rambam and Moran Vuchim to task, and even if we assume, like the conclusion of Rebbe Yaakov Moshe, that there's no concerns of utilizing segulos for refuah purposes, but again, the Meilelov, unfortunately, I think have been somewhat misrepresented in terms of whether they are, in fact, the segula waters that the Ramah speaks of.